Now, as you've been hearing in our news this morning, residents around Ennis have been raising concerns with the council about dangerous junctions coming onto some of the town's main roads. For many, they've been living on turnoffs in these roads for decades, but over the years, the number of houses and estates and cars has skyrocketed, and now concerns are being raised about the danger that these junctions pose to them and to other road users. Our own James Mulhall has met with some of those calling for action to be taken, firstly with Helen Mead and Joe Carmody. They're living just off the Shannonbay Road.
Well, the biggest problem is the sheer volume of traffic on the Leighton's Road, the N85. That's creating huge difficulties at certain times of the day for anyone trying to get out of the Shannonbay Road to turn right to go towards Ennis. That is the biggest difficulty, I would see. Turning left can be it can be slow enough too, but turning right can cause a lot of problems. It's dangerous, in fact, at very busy times.
You know. And it would kind of be the case that maybe people who are trying to turn that way might get a bit frustrated and they're taking a few risks, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've seen people take chances going out that road and turning right. And I myself, as a passenger in a car, we had a close shave as well. You know, car coming, we were going to the right, we thought it was okay. Car coming the other direction, both of us stopped, thankfully. And I've heard of other people who say they've had, if not close shaves, and near misses or whatever, you know. So that is the safety factor, really, safety issue.
And I know you mentioned as well that sometimes when you're trying to come out the road, turn right and head into town, that the volume of traffic is so heavy you just have to turn left and then swing into an estate to turn around.
Yes, I've done that on occasions when I had no choice but to leave the road in the evening at the busy time of 4:30 to 6:30. I've turned left, gone out the Leighton's Road, turned right into the first housing estate on my right, which is Ocker Villa, swung around and came back and turned left back into town. And I thought that was the safest course of action because of the sheer volumes of traffic.
And Joe, this issue, has it been kind of going back a few years, or has it got worse in recent times, or how have you found it?
Yeah, James, it's got worse in recent years, and I suppose it's at particular times in the day that it's very bad. For instance, you know, we're in this road, we have three amenities. We have the Banner GA Club, we have the golf club, and we have the hotel. And we'd say with the golf club, and in particular with the GA, it's at certain times, you know, people are coming from training, they're going back from training, and it's the concentration of traffic, not just early morning and the rush hour in the evening, it's also around the activities, and people, because of that, then get frustrated, and, you know, if it's raining, it adds to it. And when that junction was made, there weren't the housing estates that there are now on the road, so there's a lot of local traffic as well as traffic comes in because of those activities.
So is it the case that, you know, that a lot of the houses that are here long term, then, like you say, like estates kind of, you know, popped up, and the roads never actually changed? We had the bypass put in, but the actual services on the roads that people need were never put in place.
Indeed, yes. It's the same exit that's out from Shannonbay Road when I came here first, when there were only a handful of houses, and now we've had estates, and, you know, with nowadays most houses have two cars, and that's all adding to it. So the layout of the junction hasn't changed in the 30 years I'm here, even though the volume of traffic has grown immensely.
And I believe the past 2-3 years in particular, it's really kind of picking up now. And I suppose, like Helen mentioned, the summer and an awful lot of tourists coming in, that kind of thing.
Yes, indeed. In summertime, you have the traffic going both ways. You have it coming from the town side and you have it coming from North Clare side. And the exiting throughout the day in summertime is very problematic.
And just to go back to yourself, Helen, for a minute, what would you see as the best solution for the junction for the Shannonbay and Leighton's Roads?
Well, I've thought about two options, traffic lights and a roundabout. But I think now that traffic lights is the best solution. It's the safest solution. It'll eliminate danger. You know you'll get out safely. Even if it only lets so many cars out at a time, you know you'll get out. You know you'll be safe. You know, so I think that is the best solution. A roundabout, I don't think so, because coming out the Shannonbay Road to turn right, you still have to give way to traffic. you have to yield to the right. So you have the traffic coming from the bypass and coming from the town, so it's not going to help.
Helen Mead and Joe Carmody there explaining the issues on the Lahinch Road side of town, but it's not the only place that issues have been raised. The Tuller Road out of the town as well has caused some issues. Eamon Corrie lives in Hazelgrove and has to navigate the only crossroads on the Tuller Road that doesn't have a roundabout. He says it's causing serious concern.
There's a huge increase in the volume of traffic using the Tuller Road in the last few years, and especially since the bypass has been built. Now, the bypass has been very, very welcome to the area and to Innes, but there's approximately 15,000 cars a day using the Tuller Road. But that has meant that certain junctions, like the Ballymacahale Junction, has seen a huge increase in traffic, and local people then trying to use that junction or cross the junction find it dangerous, find it hazardous. And, for example, there's a huge increase in the population of Rosslevin, so people trying to access Knockanine School or the local church of Our Lady, the Fahy Hall Community Centre, even the local shop and filling station, find it dangerous, I'll have to say, at that junction. Any time you use the junction, you feel a sense of relief when you get across safely. The added problem at the junction then is heavy goods traffic is using it to access the Quinn Road industrial estate and the Mart. So that as I said, adds to the volume of traffic. Accidents have occurred at the junction in the past, but I think every day now there are what we call near misses. The other problem, of course, is driver behaviour. There's excessive speed, really, on the Tuller Road now. And even the new cycle lanes that were installed there a couple of years ago, I think people avoid using them now. I know personally I don't use them anymore because it's quite dangerous. So what we want essentially is either traffic lights or a roundabout and a pedestrian crossing, which we feel would solve the problem.
I suppose the Tuller Road has undergone an awful lot of changes when we go back maybe, you know, the past 10, 15, 20 years. A lot of new estates have been built, so it's a very different road to what it used to be. And there's an awful lot of residential areas there like this and like the Gartner Mellor estate that open out onto that road. So I imagine these issues would be presented right along the stretch of road into town.
That's correct, because we did a check with the residents in the other estates, for example, Gorton na Bláth, Lisard, and also there are three new estates on the link road between the junction and Corus. So there's a huge increase in the number of people living in the area, a lot of young families. For example, people who want to walk to the church or to the hall find it difficult at times across the junction. So what we really want to do is we want, as I said, there are many near misses, so we want to make it a much safer junction for the people living in the area. We understand, and we have no problem with the bypass has helped us very welcome, even though there's no sign on the bypass for Innes. I think that idea was that by not putting up a sign, it will reduce the volume of traffic. But as I said, we safety is the prime concern. And we'd like to be able to come and go about our business without being in mortal fear of an accident.